she's saying. Nobody is going to say, this is the only road to heaven. So you will have be exposed to every person's own particular warps. And this is why in this beginner's class, I have come up here and made interruptions on occasion, talking about subjectivity. If you admire Tom or Jimmy, Bradshaw or Marion, and you say, how do you bet the races? And because you admire them, they give you their own subjective point of view. You try to emulate them, you're liable to lose your tail because you are not them. This is why I try to always interject, hey, a key race to Tom may not be one to me and vice versa. A prime bet to me may be a horse that got beaten 9 lengths last time, which it was the other day. So it's very subjective. So what you have to cull from this is what the people have to offer you in the way of education, in the way of enlightenment, as opposed to saying, I'm going to do it just like he does it because he said that. You've got to adapt it to your own personal nature, your own personal personality. And if Tom Brohammer has enormous success by keeping voluminous part-time charts, and we show you another program called the deceleration pars, which does a similar thing in a different way. It's not a conflict. What works for Tom works for Tom, and for those who can do what he do should do what he can do. But if you can't do that, he tried teaching this. How many times did we try teaching this? And everybody ended up buying his part-time charts. And they went to these classes. They paid $75, $85. $125 one time. And they sat there in rapt attention. And when it was over, Tom, how much did you sell me those for? Now we're going to show you a lot of ways to skin a cat. But you, in the long run, must be the person who go out and get that cat and skin it yourself. So don't think of it, if Dick Schmidt says, here's the way I do it, or Tom Hamilton says, here's what I do, or Bill Robinson says, here's what I do, or I say that. I try to not say, here's what I do, because I try to be ubiquitous. That's my role. And I would not tell you, do as I do. I would not tell you, do as I say. I would only tell you that there's a flexible methodology, which has room for every kind of person in it. Even people who subscribe to Bloodstock. So what you have to do is what we started off with. I want to end with that. Every successful handicapper in history has been a maverick, has gone against the grain of popular consensus, has done it his way or her way, using the same information, perhaps, that others have had used. One man, Buddy Eldorado, who's a very famous handicapper, makes $250,000 a year, which is more than any of us make, says he reads all the books by the experts to do just exactly the opposite. And that's how he makes his living. So you're going to get at this seminar something that those of you who are in Oklahoma didn't get. You're going to get a multiphasic projection of various personalities, and you are going to have to sort out in your minds that which will work for you. And that's why I hate to see the question is, well, which one of those programs do you think I ought to use? Hey, after you've seen them all, after you've tried them all, after you have investigated for yourself, you must make that final decision. And maybe you'll choose not to have any program at all. Maybe you'll choose to use eyeball scan. The point is that we're all seeking the same destination. And that's a town called winning. And you can take Route 66, Route 91, Route 81, I-15 or I-10, and you can still hit the place called winning. But you have got, we'll show you the road map, we'll show you how these roads lead to that place. You've got to choose the road you're going to travel. That's the nature of this kind of a seminar, where many, many points of view and postulations are given to you. You get the whole ball of wax here, nothing held back. We have specific seminars for specific programs, but this is not one of them. So please, before you come back tonight, just think about it a while. Don't ask us, what should I be using? You should be using the methodology, which is, as we started this conversation earlier, is breaking a race into multiple races and analyzing who's going to win the race by how they run in those three separate races. All programs do that. Yes, sir. Whenever you get more tired than I do. When I get tired, we don't end it. But when I look out there and I see you're getting tired, then we end it. We'll see you at 6 to 5. Oh, yes, ma'am.
A little bit of the timing for tomorrow.
Tomorrow we start at 9 o'clock in the morning. From 9 to 11, we make some presentations. We discuss the free program you're getting and show you that. And at 11 o'clock, Tom Brohammer comes on. We take the tables and move into the back, and we all sit theater style so you can watch Tom's races on the rear screen projector. That will, then Jimmy Bradshaw and Tom McRae will further go into that with some specific races, enumerating them. Tomorrow night, Tom Hamilton and Dick Schmidt will make a presentation on Phase 1. And then on Sunday, Purdy and the Synergism and Money Management and all the things that we have. And the best feature we're going to have, folks, this year, and I want to tell you right now, is called Crossfire with Brohammer and Bradshaw up here. But instead of doing it the way we have in the past, you are going to write out your questions. I must have those questions by 10 o'clock Sunday morning. I will sit up here and ask the questions, and they will answer them. Everything will be on the microphone. The problem in the past is we get some people who are less succinct than others, who will ramble on from the floor and nobody can hear them. And all these questions will be, and I will sort them out. So there might be 20 versions of the same question. I will then rephrase the question so it's in my own brilliant, succinct way. It asks the question that you intended to ask, even though you may not recognize it. And they will then answer all of your questions without having duplication and muddled voices from the floor, and some people like to ramble more than others. So Crossfire should be the highlight of this seminar, and that'll be the last thing on Sunday. Okay, the registration's at 5. Seminar starts at 6 sharp. Thank you very much. And move the mountain to Muhammad. But Muhammad is in a tough spot up here. We don't know what. So I want everybody to be able to see. And tomorrow, when we do the visuals, the overhead projection, we're going to move the tables back and everybody set up close theater style so you'll be able to see all the little horses running across the screen. Is Dick Schmidt here yet? We can't start without Schmidt.
He's here.
Well, we wait till we get with the tables mixed so everybody feels comfortable and everybody can see. I wonder why they, when they built this room, why they put those posts there. Well, they should have put this up on the top floor or something then to hold the building up. That's silly. There are some seats we can move over anywhere. Bing. And welcome to the... What is this? November to the autumn 1991 Sartan Methodology PERCO Seminar. We have a wide range of teaching people here tonight. A few that are listed couldn't make it. One that's not listed is here, who's mentioned later, but I would like you under 1990 on the inside cover. When you go down to 1990, you'll see the names Tom McRae and Bill Robinson. I'd like you to write into that under that the name of Tom Renner. Saves us a lot of printing. Tom Renner, R-E-N-N-E-R, or any way you spell it, as long as you call him for dinner, he doesn't care. Tom's a good teaching member. He's helped my son immensely in his fledgling handicapping days here. If anybody can't see the podium, if anybody doesn't feel that their seats are in the proper order, move the table. Simple as that. It's a family gathering. Be comfortable. Be happy. And don't sit and undergo something that's unpleasant to you when you can make it pleasant by merely moving a little bit. It's just very much like handicapping. If you can't get the winner where you're sitting, move. Change, in other words, change your position and you'll find a way to get the winner. So it's the same way with sitting in here. I had an interesting experience with one of Gary Owen's Canadian friends. He went to a seminar and he said, I didn't learn anything. So he asked him why he didn't learn anything. He says, well, the people have talked a lot about philosophy and psychology and spiritual values, and I didn't go to hear all that crap. I don't think they say crap in Canada. They have probably some much nicer word, but awful. I mean, the word was awful. He went to get hands-on instructions in picking horses. What the gentleman meant was, I came to the seminar to have somebody give me a set of rules that would apply to every racing situation, and I did not get them. They asked me to help handicap horses. They asked me to participate, and I didn't want that. I went to get rules, so I sent him his money back. Now, don't think that just because you complain, I'm going to give you your money back. But he infuriated me sufficiently that I did. And why? Because we had at that time in Baltimore, the seminar he's talking about, we had two most distinguished authors in the handicapping field. We had as a special guest Mr. William Scott, and of course, whose first book has sold 56,000 copies now, and we had Tom Brohammer, whose first book is setting sales records if William Morrow would publish enough of them. And we had a budding author who is now a bestseller, Dick Schmidt. Three well-known people, and he didn't learn anything. Plus, we had our usual coterie of teaching and charter members. When Gary gives his special presentation, perhaps he will address what mental problems existed in a man who can come to a seminar with such distinguished guest speakers and teachers and lecturers and not learn anything. I gave him his money back and I said, well, it's an age-old biblical saying that you have eyes, yet you see not, you have ears, yet you hear not. I told him, we did a lot of teaching. And if you didn't do any learning, I'm sorry, but that's what you see is what you get. I personally believe, and I found out over a 17-year period, that winning at this our chosen avocation is not done from just a basis of information. The information that you have comes from the racing form, or it comes as compiled through a computer program. Most of our computer programs have been stolen anyway, so you probably can get something comparable to most of our programs from half a dozen other sources. So what is the difference between just having that information, having a computer program, and winning? It's not in information, it's in inspiration. It's in your personal belief system. Tom Brohammer is an excellent example. He believes very strongly in the power of part-times and variants derived from part-times. Because he believes in those, he makes them work extremely well. Now, some of his cohorts that he hangs out with also believe that they are valid, that you have to have them, but they don't have that same inner belief that this is what works. Because he believes, it works. Jim Bradshaw, on the other hand, if you mention par to Jim Bradshaw, he kind of squirms. He would never use a part-time or a variant adjusted from part-times. He believes in a different concept, utilizing the dream race. He believes in that, and he, just as Brohammer wins with what he believes in, Jimmy wins with what he believes in. It is your belief system, that which you feel true to, that is honestly right for you, that will work. If you try to use a program or a concept or a technique that you do not thoroughly believe in, you might as well go elsewhere. You might as well forget it, because you're not going to win unless you believe in it. And the first and most important thing you've got to believe in is you. You've got to be able to go to that mirror and look in that mirror and say, hey, guy, you're a great handicapper. I believe in you. And if you can't look in your mirror, if you kind of look away, We had a very famous FERCO member in the early days who wrote a book called You Are a Winner. And he wore a little sign that said, You are a winner. What he meant was, I am a winner. But he kept saying, You are a winner. And the people that saw the sign, they were winners. But he kept looking in the mirror and he said, You are a winner. And the mirror kept saying, No, you ain't. Because he thought that all you had to do is keep saying it, and that would make you a winner. You don't become a winner at handicapping or in life until you, yourself, believe that you are a winner. Then all the information that seems clouded to you now, all the mysteries that you hear addressed from this podium throughout the next 3 days, all those mysteries will unravel. So there's going to be a lot of talk in this area, along with a lot of hard work in handicapping races themselves. Tom Brohammer has six races that you're going to participate in the handicapping of, which will be an arduous task. Jim Bradshaw and Tom McRae have similar races, and we have some that we'll go over here tonight. Looking for specific areas where I feel that you, some of you have failed to look, even though it's there in front of your face. Now, the main reason why we introduce our charter and teaching members from this podium, have them come up and say 2 or 3 minutes, is to let you know what their belief system is. They won't take long. They'll come up and introduce themselves, give you an opening message. But it gives you a chance to perceive the inner feelings and the attitudes and the conduct of persons who are bona fide, consistent winners at the racetrack. All of these people, I do know that, are consistent winners at the racetrack and in the books. This is what we call a shotgun seminar, in that it will embrace a number of attitudes and prejudices regarding programs. We'll have a version of synergism. We'll have phase one. We'll have thoromation in velocity and in energy. And if you say to me, hey, which one should I get? Don't expect an answer from me, because I will not tell you to get one over the other. If at the end of 3 days you haven't decided what you're ready for, what stage of development you're in, then I really can't help you. We can guide, we can probe races, we can look for hidden meanings, we can study the learning process of handicapping, as we have an excellent speaker ready to give you, but we cannot get inside of your minds and bodies when you go to the racetrack or to the book. We just can prepare you to make the best decisions when you get there. It's between you and you personally and you alone. Those of you who go in groups or gather around or ask other people's advice are just really stroking yourselves. This is a lonely, individual business. This is a business for mavericks who do not cling to the mean, but for people who dare to be different. Because 98% of all handicappers are losers. Or at least they are non-winners. Only 2% survive and win consistently day in and day out. They are a minority. And they think like a minority, they function like a minority, and most of all, they are dependent solely upon themselves. And when you're dependent on yourselves, you must have a strong belief system. You must know what you believe. And you must stick to that. Against all adversaries, against all derision, against people telling you you're crazy. That isn't it. And then you'll be winners. Because the people I am about to introduce you to, one and all, are winners. Not all using the same procedure. Not all using pars. Some hate pars. Some love pars. Not all using energy or thoromation. Some using phase one. Some phase two. Some phase three. Some eyeball scan. But they are individuals. The one thing they have understood is that pace makes the race, which would make a hell of a title for a book, wouldn't it, Dick? That is the one thing they understand. Their specific and individual approaches may differ slightly, which is what makes winners. Because if they were all a bunch of robots, all doing it exactly the same, all having the same attitudes, all making adjustments the same way or what have you, they would not be charter members of any organization that I am head of. As I am a rabble, a radical I should say, sometimes a rabble too, but I'm a radical, I've always been a radical, I've always been a maverick, I've always been kicked out of the main order of things, and that's the kind of people, I guess, that I attract. And that's the kind of people you have to do to be a winner. You don't have to be antisocial, you don't have to be obnoxious. We have a few of those, but you don't have to be that way. All you have to do is believe in yourself so much that you can dare say to the 98% who do not win, hey, I'll see you after the races. I'll drink with you, I'll eat with you, but I will not handicap with you, because they will tear you down faster than anyone. So let me introduce you to some winners. Let's start with the class of 1982. Tom Grohammer, who came to us as a child back in 1982. He always makes the longest walk to the stage. You don't see your name, you're the first name listed. A gathering of the clan, it says. You ought to.
I know, they're pretty good. Well, good evening. There was a response to that. I think I met most of you this afternoon, and those of you that I didn't meet this afternoon, I already know from previous encounters. I'll just make the same offer I normally make, and that is we're fair game as of now. Any questions you have, get them answered, because you can catch us virtually at any time from here on out until the seminar is over. And don't hesitate to do that. I know I've talked to several people. I have a laundry list of questions, and they're on the specialized side, so I'm going to address those individually. But if you have any questions, ask them in the sessions. Catch us outside. I mean, you paid your money. You might just as well get everything you can out of it. Now, I don't want to repeat anything I said this afternoon, which turned out to be a lot, but I do want to say one thing, and that is tomorrow, starting at about 11 o'clock, we'll be together, and I want to take you through some races that I accumulated on my last trip here to Las Vegas back in October, and they were done specifically for this seminar, and I think they represent a lot of the basic handicapping principles we want you to come to grips with, and they're races that are very predictable, handicappable, but they are not miserly odds. I mean, they're good prices in here, and they're races that, when we're finished as a group, I would like you to be able to come up with on your own most of the time, because we're all subject to mistakes, and you're going to make those. But for the most part, I'd like you to be able to come up with the selections that we're going to come up with as a group. The way we're going to approach it is that tomorrow, in the first race that we handle together, we will literally handle it together. I'll take you through the race, we'll pick the pace lines, we'll talk about contender selection, the guidelines that I use, and when I override those guidelines, and then I'll talk a little bit about the adjustments we'll be wanting to make, and then we'll put them through the program.